Please advise with the regard to buying a bag as to what it should be like. People spend a lot of money for the journey, but as far as the bag is concerned, they try to save money in this. As a result, instead of hand, they have to carry it on head. Broken handle causes much discomfort. They have to carry it on their head.
When we used to organize Chal Madina Kafila, we used to carry special bags that were manufactured particularly for the purpose of traveling with Kafila, and if the bag is carried while going to visit the mountain of Uhud and giving it the honor of visiting Uhud, where if the bag slips restlessly and rolls down the mountain of Uhud, and if it touches even the land of Medina, yet it will not be torn or ribbed.
How beautifully you have described it, but I think it would be a bit difficult for some people to understand.
Devotees can understand the style of other devotees.
Oh, the devotees! SubhanAllah, the fervent followers and the devotees are all present here.
If the bag is made of rigzin or any other material is used, I think the bag is likely to be torn.
Not only its wheels are sometimes lost, but also the frame on which the wheels carrying the weight are fixed.
The actual problem is the improper use. People should learn pushing the trolley bag. With regard to this trolley bag,
people will keep pushing it inside their houses.
A trolley bag is not to be used on uneven and stony ground, and not in deserts also. It is not strong enough to resist thorny bushes of Medina. It just crawls on the marble flooring, which is shiny, bright and polished, so it crawls on such floors which are efficiently made smooth. It cannot be driven, it can crawl.
I think it is necessary people should spend on what Nigrani Shura is talking about. The Hajj pilgrim whose bag is unserviceable becomes much worried. He will face difficulty throughout if the bag is broken at Jeddah airport. The quality of the bag should be checked properly, whether it is heavy duty or not.
After revolving around the belt when it passes by the owner, who has been waiting for it for half an hour or long, just as they see the bag, they behave as if they have got the treasure, and then they try to grab the bag. Just as they try to grab the bag, they just find the handle in their hand. They find the broken handle. So the bag drops on the belt again. They have to wait for long then. Will you please explain the point, otherwise the people will drive their trolleys on street, which as you have said should be driven on smooth and even marble flooring.
What's wrong with it?
Okay, then let them be fervent.
You made me fervent, I've become fervent. Anyway, I've got something in my mind, I have an idea in my mind. If everybody starts buying good quality bags, the bag which is not up to the standard like me will describe its condition and will say, those who purchase items of good quality are present all over the world, where the weak ones like me will go. If you also not buy, what will happen then? Hence such weak ones also get a chance to be utilized. There are inexperienced Hajj pilgrims who give them also the opportunity to be utilized. These bags get damaged because of excessive use during heavy rush. Sometimes they are torn from the front or rib from the bag. What I want to say is that they become damaged, just as you said about the frame on which wheels are fixed. So even in damaged condition, bags also have the good fortune of visiting Medina along the one who carries them.